For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bessiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. What did you get into over the weekend? Not like there was anything going on in town. Kind of a quiet weekend around here.
Yeah, there aren't a million people from all over the world.
Tumbleweeds rolling down Boylston.
I swear.
I saw a really funny, I can't remember who the person was that posted it, but this guy posted like all the stuff that was happening this weekend, and then he was like at the end, of course, that's why I'm going to sit at the house and do nothing all weekend.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, friends.
Big fan, in fact.
Big fan.
Michelle from Billerica. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
So you went into the North End this weekend. Did you get to see any of the ceremony?
I didn't see any of the ceremony. My best friend, that's where we grew up together, is home visiting from California. So she was in the city, so I went to meet up with her. We popped by Paul's house for fun.
Just a little bit. Just to
was
stop
he there?
And say hi.
He wasn't home, unfortunately. So we decided just had to have drinks for Paul.
Obviously, and, pour one out for your homies.
To have drink for worse reasons.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Paul, for all you've done for us so far.
Viva la revolution!
We did get to meet people that came into the bar we were sitting at that had extra wigs and lanterns, and they were also dressed and neck scarves, so we obviously put them on.
Amazing.
And so we made best friends with these random people I'll never see again and have
single
pictures
friends are best.
Holding the lanterns and the wigs.
That is
I love
awesome.
It.
What if, yeah, that's a fantastic time.
Only in Boston can you turn something so historical into a drinking game.
That's what we fought for, Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm
that freedom.
To put the booze
the
in our drink.
Was laughing at us all night. Like, every time someone came in, I said, are you here for Paul? I was like, what are you
talking about?
Amazing.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you for sharing that, Michelle. We appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, guys. Have a great week.
All right, you too.
Yeah, it was a big weekend for us. I didn't mention this before, Kennedy, but obviously with it being Easter weekend, and our church is kind of a cool story. So our church, Christ Church Charlestown, is a church plant. So it's a relatively new church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
started in a high school cafeteria,
I mean,
right?
We started
from the bottom, now you're here.
Now you're here.
We had service in a park.
Yeah.
Barrett got baptized, I think, in a park with dogs running around.
I did.
You got baptized in a parking lot.
With a water hose and a metal pump.
That is exactly.
I was there.
It was awesome.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, we were gifted a building, and the building is called First Church, and there's a big history with this church. It's been there hundreds of years, right? And And so it was just cool to be there. There is one particular gentleman that goes to this church, and he was there this weekend, and he's been going since he was born. And I think he's in his
70s.
He's in his 70s. So he's been going to that church for 70-something years. And he said this weekend was the most people he had ever seen in that church. I mean, aww, we had like 150 people there.
I'm so glad to hear it.
We had 8 people in the band, Dan.
Wow.
It was a lot. I had like guitar lick solos in the band this weekend.
You had solos at church?
It was impressive.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
Are you just saying that because we're on the radio? Are you?
No. I was there. I was there.
Barrett, did you feel the spirit of the Lord go inside you during these solos? Were you transcended?
Not quite. I don't think.
You know what Barrett said to me? So I got done and I went and sat down next to him while service was happening. Do you remember what you said to me?
No, I don't. What'd I say? Oh. He shaved beforehand.
And I butchered my mustache again.
Again. A couple of months ago, he did the same thing and got mad at both of you for not telling him.
Right.
And so I just made sure I let him know.
Because it didn't look like anything. That's why we didn't tell him. It looked just fine.
No one's looking at your face
no
that
one,
hard.
No one.
I came off stage just like this high, just I'm feeling it's Easter Sunday. It's like church is, there's just this amazing thing going. And Barrett leans over and goes, Dad, I think you messed up your mustache. I'm like, that's what you took away from today?
We've done it twice in a couple months. It feels like a you problem.
I didn't want somebody else to say, what happened here?
Because nobody would, because no one sees it.
It is
invisible.
I'm totally with him on this. If I hadn't told him, he would be like, well, I know you would tell me. So I just had to make sure he knew.
How was your weekend, Barrett? What did you get into over the weekend?
You restrung my goalie stick. And that was really interesting to watch you spend 3 hours trying to figure out how to restring my stick. And I will say I sat in and watched you do it. I cannot help you at all because...
How much did we fight over me trying to restring your goalie stick?
Oh, that was bad. You messed up once and you were like an hour and a half in. And then you realized you messed up and you were not happy really at all.
Can't you pay somebody to do that?
You can, but right. It's like $300. So you can spend $20.
It might be worth it next time.
I was going to say, what's your time worth? What's your time worth?
Producer Dan, how was your weekend?
I had a really good weekend. It ended up being a lot busier than I thought it was going to.
Oh, yeah?
So leaving here after the show on Friday, I was popping out and I walked by our music director, the guy who schedules all the music on Mix, Mike Mullaney, just to say, like, happy Easter, enjoy your weekend. And he goes, I have 2 extra tickets to the Red Sox tonight. Do you want to go?
Let's go.
And I said, absolutely, I am free.
It was a fun game, right?
It was awesome. Yeah, Trevor
so
Story hit 2 3 run dingers.
So many dingers.
We won, yeah. Me and our music director sitting next to each other at a baseball game.
Electric Factory.
Is a lot. I felt bad for the people in front of us.
Electric Factory.
I felt bad for the White Sox. And at one point, I got in line for the Fenway Franks because Kennedy was at the same game, so we were texting a little bit beforehand. Mm-hmm. And I knew you were with a bunch of people from Chicago.
Yeah.
And I got 2 Fenway Franks, and I just covered them in ketchup.
Oh,
and I almost sent you a picture.
You should have.
I said, I'll do it again.
I should. In fact, send it to me. I'll send it to them.
So this is what I think about your city. And then Saturday, it was like 81 degrees.
It was a lot.
Knees are out for the first time this year.
Yeah.
We went into the North End and got some food.
Nice. Yeah.
It was awesome. It was
did
cute.
You see any of the Lex 250 celebration that was happening?
I did not.
The weekend?
No. I mean, my girlfriend and her whole family's from Arlington, and they were doing a bunch of stuff there, too, but it was just, nah.
It looked like
it'd be a madhouse.
I mean, I saw the video of the drone show that they put on, and it was just unbelievable, because when you think of the revolution, you think of drone show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do now. Well played, friends.
Yeah. We fought for these flying machines.
Damn Skippy.
So we bumped around the North End for awesome, beautiful. Can't wait to go back.
Yeah.
And Sunday was Easter.
Yeah.
We had a big Easter brunch, and then I went home and watched the Celtics win.
We had ham and turkey.
There you go.
Ham and turkey, Kennedy.
Domino's Pizza.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.